Consequences: refugees. The global climate is undergoing a change that is happening far more rapidly than experts have predicted. Unless immediate action is taken to reduce global greenhouse gas emissions, more than 200 million people could be displaced from their homes over the next 3 decades. One of the most concerning aspects of climate change is the potential increase in refugees as a direct result of changing environmental conditions. We have already seen early signs of this trend in recent years, and it is expected to intensify in the coming decades. Millions of people face with prolonged droughts, storms, or flooding, but do not have the money to adapt to a threatening decline in agricultural production, water scarcity, and thus difficult living conditions. Livelihoods are being robbed. Extreme weather events that increase in intensity and frequency have a far-reaching impact on agriculture, water supply, infrastructure, and the living conditions of people in affected areas. If these impacts are severe enough, they can cause significant disruption and force people to leave their homes. One of the most obvious effects of climate change on refugee movements is the deterioration of agricultural conditions. Droughts and erratic rainfall can reduce crop yields and lead to food insecurity. This can lead to people being forced to leave their rural communities and move to urban areas or other regions in search of new opportunities. In sub-Saharan Africa, up to 86 million people could become migrants because their homes are no longer habitable. Almost 50 million people would be affected in East Asia and the Pacific region, 40 million in South Asia, and 19 million in North Africa and Latin America. In 2020 alone, 30 million people had to leave their homes due to a lack of livelihoods as a result of climate change. Limited natural resources, such as drinking water, agricultural produce, and livestock, are becoming increasingly scarce in many regions. This can easily lead to conflicts as more and more people compete for fewer and fewer resources. Both the countries of origin and the host countries are completely overwhelmed by this climate migration, which is why it is immensely important to support these countries with financial and infrastructural aid. This is because the poorest people in the world, who contribute the least to the causes, are particularly affected. Rising sea levels are threatening coastal areas and island states around the world. Many of these communities are forced to leave their homes as their settlements and infrastructure are threatened by flooding and erosion. The inhabitants of island nations, such as the Maldives or Tuvalu, are already facing the reality that their homelands may become uninhabitable in the near future due to rising sea levels. In addition to these direct environmental impacts, social and political tensions can also be exacerbated, leading to conflicts and violent clashes. These unstable conditions can lead to people being forced to leave their homes and seek refuge in other countries. To meet this challenge, action is needed at both the international and national levels. International cooperation is crucial to address the causes of climate change and strengthen the adaptive capacity of communities in vulnerable regions. Investments in renewable energy, sustainable agriculture, and green infrastructure can help limit climate change while protecting people's livelihoods. In addition, it is important to provide protection and support to refugees when they are forced to leave their homes.